Morning, everybody. Like, turn to your text, it's Acts chapter 28. Acts chapter 28. We're going to take our text this morning from verse 23, but I want to give you the backstory of what's going on here. Hopefully it'll give us a better understanding of the text. In Acts 28 here, this is the last book of, or last chapter of the book of Acts. What we're going to pick up is the Apostle Paul, and he's in a Roman prison. He's a Roman prisoner, rather. You remember the story. It was all the way back in Acts 24. He was falsely accused by the Jews, and he was brought before the lower Roman authorities, Festus and Agrippa. And they would have let him go, it sounded like, but then Paul appealed to be judged by Caesar, and he was a Roman citizen, so that was his right. So they said, yeah, okay, we'll do it. So they put him on a ship, and he takes this tumultuous journey. Remember, we looked at Acts 27 last time I was here. And he gets shipwrecked, and the Lord brings him through all these trials and tribulations, and all these different things happen. But he's finally arrived. He's finally here in Rome, and he's a prisoner. But it doesn't appear that he's being treated like every other prisoner. He's getting some preferential treatment. Now look in verse 16 here. We'll look at it. And when we came to Rome, the centurion delivered the prisoners to the captain of the guard, but Paul was suffered to dwell by himself with a soldier that kept him. So this is by the Lord's grace, the Lord's mercy, but Paul is not thrust into general population with the rest of the prisoners. He's allowed to dwell alone by himself. Look over in verse 30. We get some more information about this. It says, and Paul dwelt 2 whole years, listen to this, in his own hired house, and received all that came in unto him. And so Paul had a house, and apparently he was being supported by the other brethren from the other churches, but they were letting him actually be on house arrest. That's what we would call it nowadays. So he couldn't go out, but people could come to him, and he would preach the gospel to these people. And he did this for 2 solid years. I guess he was waiting in line to be judged by Caesar. It was going to take a while. Caesar's a very busy man. So for 2 years, he would live in this house, and he was a prisoner in his own home, but these people would come, and he would preach to them. And as soon as he gets here, when he gets to Rome, just 3 days afterwards, he sends word to the Jewish leaders of the area. And he says, I want to meet with you all. I want you to come see me. And these men, as I understand it, would have been Pharisees. They didn't know Christ. Paul would have described them as having a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. They didn't know Christ, but they agree. They agree to come meet with Paul. But the reason they do it is interesting. Look at verse 22 here. This is them corresponding back with Paul. It says, but we desire to hear of thee what thou thinkest, for as concerning this sect, we know that everywhere it is spoken against. And they knew Paul. They knew who Paul was. They're saying, Paul, we know you. And we know what you preach. They knew that Paul preached that Jesus of Nazareth, whom they had killed, Paul preached that he was God. That Paul preached was he was Messiah. He was God's son. Paul preached that the only way a man would be saved